A little too high. Or...
A little too high, too low.
All right, here we go. You guys ready?
Yes.
All right. Welcome back to the Insane Asylum. It is episode 53, and hey, we have the whole gang here today. Of course, I'm Otis B. Dreads. This is the Night Living Dreads podcast. We have myself, and we have SJ.
Hoo-hoo.
Like there's a fucking owl here or something. SJ, and of course. You guys heard him on the Psycho Non-Gender Slender Moo episode. That's right. Mr. Don Skrull is our third member. But you're feeling a little down, Don. I hear that they maybe been over-medicating you here in the insane asylum. You're feeling a little under the weather, brother. What's happening?
Well, according to you all, the white coats came in in my cell, and they gave me some kind of medicines or something. I don't know, but I'm sitting here in my cell in my straitjacket. And I don't know a thing, man. I feel rough. I think they roughed me up or something. Oh.
Now, when they were able to connect all of our cells together, we were talking about this, and I almost got the feeling that you were fucking blaming me, bro.
I don't know who to blame, man. I don't know. I'm just out there.
I told him to take it fucking easy on you. Maybe it is like that dazed and confused curse, you know, where the sister tells, hey, take it easy on my little brother. And I'm like, hey, man, take it easy on my brother Don here. He's a new member, and bam, they got you. I'm sorry. I tried, man.
I think they hazed me or something. I don't know. Is there a hazing process?
I can attest to that. There definitely is, man. I think, Otis, you're full of shit, man, because the same thing happened to me when I first got inducted into the insane asylum. I don't know what happened that first night. All I remember is waking up, I had shit in my britches, and they showered me off, threw me in a cell, and gave me some pinks and blues. And never mix the pinks and blues, man. That's a rookie mistake. That's exactly what
happened. No, because you... Yeah, pink and blue gets you lavender, and that's a little on the weird side.
It is. They gave me red, white, and blue pills.
My goodness, we have a Trump supporter.
I don't know if it was Trump supporting, it's not really supporting nothing.
You know, it's still
rocking back and forth. Somebody gave me the wrong medicines.
Yeah. Yeah, they shouldn't have gave you the white one. I'm guessing that was the culprit.
It may have been. Yeah.
Now you can take a yellow one. If you take a yellow one tonight, you'll feel better tomorrow. Trust me.
Hey, fuck it. Take them all, man.
Okay.
Take them all.
Trying to kill the man? Jesus Christ.
All right, here we go. Episode 53, Night Living Dreads podcast. Find us over there at nightlivingdreads.com. We're going to give out some shout-outs here real quick before we get into pretty much, I guess you could say, the inaugural. Did I say that right? Inaugural.
There we go.
It's inaugural.
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 Just keep going.
Um, the inaugural episode. I don't even know if that's right, but whatever. The very first,
there
the
you
main
go.
Voyage of a of a NLD news, something we're going to do here every once in a while. It may be a segment on a podcast, future podcast, that we already have a topic for. Maybe we're going to talk about a serial killer, a true crime, some, you know, whatever, a main topic. We may throw this in. Hey, we may do, like we're going to do right now, a entire episode. Just throwing out some horror news, just some weird shit, and some things that make you go, hmm. And that is our goal today before we get into all of that. And then we have some honorable mentions that we're going to throw in before that. But before we get started, let's give out some love to, hey, some of those that, you know, are you know, have been very supportive of us. Let's start out. Misfit Horror Fiend Club over there on Facebook. Check them out. We have Zombie Boob. The zombie. Yeah, this has always been a favorite of mine. Is it because it's boob in the name?
Boobs.
I think it's because zombie and boob roll together so well. You just, you enjoy saying it.
Boobs. I do. Boobs.
And boobs. Zombie, yes, you're right.
Boob.
Boobs.
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 Boobs. The operative word, boob. Zombie boob.
Settle down, Don. Settle down, Don. Settle down, brother. of course, we have the Twilight Hour, dear friend of ours,
Amanda.
Yes, Amanda over there, who has, along with Don and his connections, far, you know, exceed pretty much our connections on a social media platform. Both of them have done a great job to bringing a lot of new people to the Night Living Dreads, of course, with no A, Dreads, that is, to the Facebook page. And we have watched the numbers go up and up. I want to thank each and every one of you guys for coming to the Insane Asylum with us each and every week. Hopefully. Hey, life happens. It's what, you know, it's what it does. We also have, let's not forget, the Slaughterhouse.
Party on,
and he forgot already.
Party on, boy!
We can edit this part in.
It's Slaughter On, dude. We will rehearse this. I'm chewing on grapes.
Slaughter On!
Because I thought
there we go.
Slaughter On, Garth.
Oh my god.
Ah! Yeah, that was
that again. You want to do that again for the edit?
There is no editing on this show.
Oh fuck.
Slaughterhouse on Facebook. That was beautiful, guys. Thank you for you know, doing the rehearsal earlier. It really seemed to pay off.
Well, hey, John was supposed to start it off, man. I blame it on you,
I know. I know.
Slaughter On, Wayne. Slaughter
On, Garth. Fuck it. Move on. We're moving on.
Slaughter!
Fuck it. We're doing it live. Move on.
Fuck it. Oh, it seems that we have Mr. Bill O'Reilly here.
No, fuck that bastard.
Oh, I hate him. Anyway. All right. Then, like, am I missing anybody? Let's see. Zombie Boob. Hey, we'll even give Gore Hounds of Horror. Check them out, both closed and open group over there on Facebook. And then we can't forget, at least when Don comes down from the synthetic man-made drugs the Insane Asylum has been ingesting him with, he will soon be privy to the herbal medicine. And when that happens, he will fully enjoy Cannabis Arcade over there on Facebook. Cannabis spelled with a K. Check them out. Hey, and guess what?
What, Otis?
Us.
What, Otis? What is it, Otis?
Us Us three motherfuckers are over there on Facebook. Night Living Dreads, Dreads with No A, nightlivingdreads.com. You can catch us now on Spotify. We are now on Spotify. We are on Stitcher. You can catch us over there at nightlivingdreads.com as well for all of them. But if you're mobile and about, which most of us are, Stitcher and Spotify are... See, I can't fuck that up anymore.
No, you can't. But I'm excited that we're on two platforms now. And Facebook, of course. Yes. So this thing is expanding. Tell your friends. Tell your grandma. Tell everybody.
They're raping every motherfuckers out here. No, I don't know what it means.
Holy shit.
Okay, so we're doing... We're doing Night of the Living Dreads, NLD news. We have some news stories that we're going to talk about. Like I said, some horrors, some weird shit. As we mentioned, Don is a little down and a little slow from the from the medication. Yeah, he is, kind of, anyway.
I ain't got on
I think the medication is really more to blame here. So before we get into main stories we're going to talk about, we have some NLD news honorable mentions. Dun, dun, dun.
Ooh, nice stinger there.
Drum roll,
thank
please.
Thank you. His name was Ted. That's right, an Amazon original, Ted Bundy falling for a killer out on Amazon. If you couldn't get enough Ted Bundy, he really kind of took off a little bit, you know, with the old Zac Efron, you know, fucking thing, which I thought was somewhat decent. Uh-huh. It wasn't bad.
I thought it was kind of bullshit.
Beat your heart out, kid.
Damn. What I really did like, though, was the Netflix, was it an original? Was it an original?
I think it was.
Okay, the 4 or 5 part thing that they did on Bundy. If you can't get enough Bundy, there you go. Hitting Amazon. Let's see here. What else the most influential horror movie of all time is leaving Netflix next month. Can Netflix shoot themselves in the foot any fucking more?
Well, what's the movie? What's the most influential horror movie is leaving Netflix? I'm not privy to this information.
Texas Chainsaw
Massacre.
Oh,
they're taking the original off? Well, yeah, that loses a lot of horror respect points right there.
Because
on Netflix, that's original horror, like classic horror movies. Don't have that many on Netflix, at least at any given moment in time. Like, you never see the original Nightmare on there. You never see any of the Friday movies on there. You never even see like Child's Play pop up too often. So how are they going to take that one down? Seriously, guys,
right.
You're fucking it up.
Right. Just loaded themselves in a cannon, lit the wick, and shot themselves into
death. Netflix is shot out of a cannon for that.
Pretty much.
They probably just lost the temporary rights to it or some bullshit like that.
Well, you know, if you want to watch Texas Chainsaw Massacre on Netflix, you'll have to do so before February 21st. That's when it's no longer on Netflix. There's already not a lot of good horror flicks on Netflix to fucking begin with.
Right, exactly. That's what I was trying to get at, especially like classic movies.
I blame El Hee Hee.
Hee hee!
Hee 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 hee!
All right.
You can always blame the man in the mirror.
Go ahead. What?
You can't always blame the man in the mirror. But
yes, kind of. Shimon, don't say that 3 times in the mirror. The director of the exciting new film, Gretel and Hansel, not Hansel and Gretel, Gretel and Hansel, opens up about his influences, the film icon father, and much, much more. We're talking about Osgood Perkins. Yes, Anthony Perkins' son, okay, is director of the new Gretel and Hansel. I think it's pretty cool. I was always a big Psycho guy, so I was a big fan of his father. I was never really into, like, the was it Gretel and Hansel, Hansel and Gretel, Get High or Get Baked or whatever it was. I never even watched that. I don't know. Should I see that? Didn't you say, SJ, that you saw the trailer?
Yeah, for Gretel and Hansel, this new one. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks creepy with the witch makeup effects and everything, but it just seems kind of it's predictable. We know the story. It seems like same, more of the same. It's just a retelling of one of those Mother Goose stories or, you know, Grimm fairy tales. It doesn't look like they're putting much of a new spin on it. So I don't know why anybody would go out and spend $10.25 on it to see this shit. You could just see it on your fire stick.
Several times. It's you know, Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters. You remember that one?
Yeah.
I mean,
weren't they vampire killers or something?
No, they would go through and hunt witches down that was taking the kids out of the villages.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they made like a.
It's just another retelling of, like you said, you know, a grim fairy tale. It's. Like I saw the trailer too, SJ, and it just seems like a repeat of everything else, you know.
And also I'd like to say, like, there's only so many times you can do the same horror tropes over again. Like the creepy kid, you can only do that so many times. The creepy grandma, you can only do that so many times before it just gets stale, and it gets stale fast. So I don't know. I'm not gonna pass judgment on it. I haven't seen the movie yet. It could be great, but from what I've seen, I'll give it a hard pass so I can watch it for free.
He's saying, All right. So those are the honorable mentions. You can, you know, check them out wherever. Just whatever. I mean, just do that.
Just wherever, whatever.
Wherever, right. Whatever you want to do.
Whatever you fucking feel like at the moment. All right. Let's get into some of the NLD news, the main stories that we have here. We're going to start with SJ. SJ, what do you got in the starting block for us tonight?
All right. Well, the first one I'm going to go with, this is from voanews.com. And the headline here is data suggests serial killers active in Indian country. Now, this is kind of a misleading headline, because by Indian country, they don't mean a country in India, they mean Native American country.
Native Americans, right.
Yeah, so we're talking about up there in Alaska, specifically Anchorage. So apparently back in October of 2019, Anchorage police found the body of Kathleen Henry, a native of the Yupik village of Eek. And yes, that's the name of the village, Eek.
Eek!
You gotta go, Eek!
Eek the cat. I don't know if anybody remembers Eek the cat, but no. Okay. Anyway, so Eek is a village in southwest Alaska, and there's a long stretch of highway south of town. So they found this woman's body on this kind of lonely stretch of highway up there in Anchorage, and this whole article
so fucking typical of serial killers. Man. Long stretch of highway. Ooh, didn't see that coming.
Lucky Charm Killers.
What's that?
Lucky Charm Killers.
The Lucky Charm Killers?
Yeah, serial killers, man. Cocoa Puffs.
They're magically delicious.
But this, I don't know how that, but I don't know where to go with that, but this entire article is pretty much shit that we've all heard before. It's basically, putting an alert out there to anybody that lives in the Northwest Territories, which has been a known thing for a long time, that truckers, in fact, constitute a lot of the unknown or uncaught serial killers that still exist and are active out there.
Bigfoot
is responsible for these killings. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. No, Don, I have an article later that I think will explain your Bigfoot fucking fairy tale.
But yeah, this article.
Do we have new evidence? I mean, what is going on here? Well, or have they just figured out? Hey, we have a serial killing Eskimo running around. I know that was bad, wasn't it?
The rabid moose.
That was pretty racist and bad.
it was a rabid moose.
Oh my god! Rabid
moose. Okay, responsible for killing all these indigenous women.
Remember Moosehead beer? That was pretty good beer. Moosehead.
I never had the privilege of imbibing this beer.
So Moosehead beer wasn't involved. Mooses wasn't involved.
Mises.
It was the moose in Christmas Vacation. No. What was that? National Lampoon's Vacation. Yeah, the moose. You know. Never mind.
Marty the Moose.
Marty the Moose.
I'm throwing my paper up in the air and saying, fuck this article. I can't talk about this article because we're going to talk about beer and moose killing shit instead, apparently. Fuck it.
All right. Okay, so.
Damn.
All right. I got one. I got what? Go ahead. You got something to add to the rabid mooses? Drinking Moosehead, we got drunken meese.
Oh my god.
Drunk rabbit moose.
Fucked up.
Alright. Woo, I'm about to choke coffee there. Alright. I got one from worldnewsdailyreport.com. A hairdresser was arrested for making voodoo dolls from customers' hair. Oh boy, this is going downhill. This is going to be really fun episodes to do. A hairdresser from New Orleans was arrested this morning. This article actually, when did this come out? I got a question. Yeah, sure. Already?
Did the hairdresser run around shaking his ding dong like a medicine man?
No, but I think it gets even worse, actually. He was arrested, it says, this morning and accused of using his customers' hair to create voodoo dolls and cast curses upon them. He says, according to the New Orleans Police Department, 29-year-old Enoch Azaka, because that's not suspicious, right there, collected the hair he cut from his customers at the Old City Barber Shop, which is not our sponsor here at NLD, and used it in black magic rituals.
Isn't that an Amish name, Enoch?
Yes. Like Enoch. Yes.
Was he Amish?
No, actually, he's got face tattoos and like baby dreads, little bitch ass dreads. Not like your buddy, your pal Otis B. dreads. No, it more said
Tekashi 6ix9ine or whatever.
Quote. We found a voodoo altar in the store's basement with dozens of dolls. We also found baggies full of hair, each marked with the names of the customers they came from.
All right.
End quote.
I'd like to stop you right there and say that this guy right here is owning this because this is from New Orleans, right? New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yes.
Okay, come on now. Come on. This guy is trying so hard to make
the
news.
Right. New Orleans.
New Orleans.
He's trying so hard to mix that
voodoo shit in with the weird shit that he's doing. I feel like this is a case of somebody that is actually trying to make a headline out of himself. Because
I couldn't agree more. I could agree more.
Taking the hair trimmings from all the customers and making voodoo dolls of those people that the hair came from and it's opening in New Orleans, Louisiana. Come on, guy.
Apparently he's like cursing the hair. And then that causes, because the very next part in the article is New Orleans. Police Chief Ronald Surpass, whatever, says Mr. Azaka used his skills as a voodoo sorcerer to cause pain and illness to his victims in order to extort money and sexual favors.
Jesus Christ. And if you take a look at this guy, if you see a picture at this guy's picture, you would, nobody would walk into a place and, you know, ask this guy to do their hair. I don't care if you're asking for a haircut.
Never.
Or some dread braids or what. Like, no, get this guy away from neck and head and face area. Like, no, this guy's not allowed to touch me at all.
But check this out. Check this out. The victims describe suffering from acute migraines, back pain, severe rashes, respiratory problems, and even some sudden and eerie hemorrhages that would cause blood to come out of their nose, eyes, and ears.
Jesus, was that from Yelp?
No, that would be worldnewsdailyreport.com. But yeah, pretty much same
customers reviewing the patient. Hey, I got a good haircut, but I started bleeding out of my anus like 2 hours later. So I'm going to have to give this one a 1-star review.
Right.
My British is great. All
right. I got nothing more on that one. Where are we going to now, SJ?
Well, after my first article was.
You're rabbit, so
seriously. Let's see. We will go to, I want to save that one for last. Okay, let's go to this one from WTKR.com. News 3. This was an article about an FBI raid on a body donation center in Phoenix, Arizona. Okay. If you're a lover of...
Can't imagine where this is going.
If you're a lover of blood and gore, I mean, this is the story for you. Because the FBI did raid this place, and as I said, it was a body donation facility, so it's where you can donate grandma's body after she dies, or mom or dad's body, or whatever, and donate their body to science. There's been a lawsuit.
It's like donating a tire with no tread. Why would you donate? What the fuck?
There's nothing left in there. There's nothing good left in there.
You got nothing.
But you know, people do this. People donate their loved ones' bodies, even if they're all worn, don't have any good spare parts left. Usually, it goes along with their was like they don't want to be buried, they don't want to be cremated, that their body to be donated to science. So we have a lawsuit here, 30 plus. In this lawsuit against
SJ, are you moving around? Are you walking around? Yeah, you're walking around because you went to shit right there with your.
It was the voodoo. What the fuck?
It was Slender Moo.
It was Slender Moo. It was non-gender.
Psycho. Non-gender.
All right, well, can you hear me now? Hello?
Hey, you need to park your ass down somewhere.
I'm sitting. I've been sitting this whole time.
Okay, now you're better. All right, now please continue. We have this Arizona Body Donation Center. Why did the FBI fucking raid this place?
Well, it was a part of a multi-state operation by law enforcement to come and check these places for any trace of body part trafficking. We've all heard of sex trafficking and human trafficking,
right.
But apparently there's another racket out there that just deals you wake up in a, like we mentioned a couple of podcasts ago. So the FBI raids this place and find buckets of heads, arms, and legs and bodies sewn together at this facility. So, I mean, there's some more details here. Let's see. One agent claimed he saw a cooler filled with male genitalia, a bucket of heads, arms, and legs, infected heads, which, I mean, that sounds tasty.
Head cheese.
Infected heads. Jesus Christ. What a mental image. And also a small woman's
head. My brother makes good head cheese. You like head cheese? My brother makes good head cheese.
Yes. What?
Exactly. I need some blood pudding.
That's exactly what it seems like. But I think the most chilling thing that they found when they raided this place was a small woman's head sewn onto a large male torso like Frankenstein and hung up on the wall. And these bodies were cut up using chainsaws and bandsaws, and pools of blood and bodily fluids were found on the freezer floor. Come on. What the fuck is going on here? This is the horrific shit that I've read about in a long time. So
I call it home decor.
My God. Wild Bill's Emporium of Bodies.
I call it fucking if Ed Gein managed a Home Depot.
Ed Gein.
Seriously, man. But if you step back for a second and think about this on a human level, this is a place that you donate your loved one's body to, and they're supposed to use it for scientific research purposes, like cancer research, whatever. Take a look at the organs. This lady smoked her whole life. Let's see what's going on. And some freakazoid is taking these dead bodies and stitching them together and putting all these dicks in a cooler and just hang bodies up with chainsaws and shit for no reason. Why was this person doing it? Here's the punchline to this whole story, though.
Oh, now's the punchline.
Yes, it gets even better. So, like I said, there are 30 plus plaintiffs that are suing this place. Okay, the guy that runs this body donation place, his name is Stephen Gore, owns this place. So Gore is in his fucking name. So at the end of this case, he pleads guilty to illegal control of enterprise. Okay, I would like you to guess what sentence Stephen Gore got for these donated bodies and stitching them together like Frankenstein monsters and hanging on the walls and shit. What do you think his punishment was for that?
I have a feeling this may be a trick question.
It's not. Okay, I'll go ahead and spoil it for you. Don, you have a guess? Would you guess that this guy was sentenced to?
Lethal injection?
Well, that's
23 great. Months probation.
Okay, Otis, you're a little bit closer. So this guy got 1 year deferred jail time, which to me means time served, and
right.
4 years probation. So that's all you get.
Wow. Scot free.
That's all you get. Running a barn, taking bodies, and instead of disposing of them or using them for scientific purposes, you get a year of deferred jail time and 4 months probation. So there you go. Here's my second officer. Also kind of reminds me of a case down here in Georgia that happened back in 2002. Ray Brent Marsh. You guys ever heard of this guy?
No.
He had a crematorium and didn't burn bodies, but instead buried them out back to save on his gas.
Save on his gas. I heard that story. Yeah. Now that you said something about it, he read
yeah.
it in the room. It was in a cemetery.
He would, something like that. Cemetery/cream. And send bag, you know, he would send remains to the family, but it would just be newspapers and shit. Remains of the bodies, but just a flashback that story to another story that happened here locally in Georgia That's my second article.
All right. I'm gonna go into my last one. While I do that, do me a favor, SJ. See if you can reset your little connection in your padded cell. By that I mean hang up and get and jump back in just to see if that helps it a little bit. Because it was a little, you know, fucking choppy. But that happens here in the insane asylum because they do weird shit here, man. They don't like us talking about this. So give that a shot, brother. My second article is scientists get the green light to create human/animal hybrids in Japan. How can this go wrong?
Wow. This,
how can this go wrong? Okay. Yeah, right. Human animal hybrids are set to be developed at the University of Tokyo after the Japanese government recently lifted a ban on the controversial stem cell research. Now, what they're doing basically is they will attempt to grow cells in a rat and a mouse and mouse embryos before being brought to term in a surrogate animal. So if somebody says, are you a man or are you a mouse, you may have to say kind of both.
No, you say I am splinter.
Master splinter.
A lot of people are literally shitting on this because they're saying that they're playing God, they're defending this by saying that they can develop organs inside of a mouse or a rat. How are you going to do that and it be, you know, the size that a human needs? I mean, what the fuck? I don't understand. How is a rat going to be able to harvest a human organ? My liver is bigger than that whole family of rats.
Well, I think I seen an article one time or a news clip it where they were doing studies on rats and mice, and I actually saw a human ear grown on the back of a rat.
Yes, I've seen that too.
Wow.
It's stem cells, man. I think they're farming these for stem cells. I don't believe in the whole chimera human animal hybrid shit because, you know, for reasons that you brought up, Otis, like these animals are not, you know, they might be genetically similar to us, but how are we going to grow, you know, if there's a human animal hybrid, how are the organs going to grow properly and be the right size? Like it's just
the only way I can think of is cross a gorilla with a human.
Well, that already happened.
That would be Bigfoot. Yeah.
Yeah. But then you could you could get the organs from it.
Why would you want the organs? You know, just like, you know, you can only host, you know, the host can only be as big as the organ you want to harvest. So what are we talking about here? Ears, fingers? Yeah. Finger growing out the back of a fucking rat, you know. What do you got? A rat finger.
I don't know. Maybe some people that had war or something like that may like to have another finger.
Yeah, but they got prosthetics for that. They don't need a rat to grow that shit.
But it's not like having your own finger, like your own.
It's not yours. You're sharing this with a fucking rat.
Well, what they do,
which means if somebody's smoking weed, you're probably that finger's gonna point right at them and then point to a cop, and then it's like, oh, you got a rat finger.
So you saying the finger's a snitch?
Yeah, pretty much. As, you know, rat fink, fucking rat fink finger. All right, that's all I fucking got on that, but I thought that was pretty fucking terrorizing.
Yeah, that's pretty
funny.
Intense.
Yeah, right. Intense. Right. SJ, you sound so much better, sir. Glad to have you back. You, I think, have the one that's going to top all stories for this, and that'll probably, you know, round out our NLD, you know, first NLD news show. We had a little bit of some, you know, audio issues there, but I think we're all good now. Don't worry about it. After we're done with this, though, your story, gonna start something that I think may also be attributing to Don's sickness, and I think I found the origin of the coronavirus. I'll bring that up right after your story. What's the last one you got for us, man? I think it's kind of a love story, isn't it? A feel-good story to end the show, right?
Yeah, it is. It's one of those feel-good stories to end, you know, all this horrific stuff we've been talking about. This is a love story. And we can all relate to the story of a young woman who falls in love and wants to get married. She finds the right, you know, partner. And wants to start a life and maybe have a family. And this is from the Mirror Online. And this is about Michelle Kopke from Berlin, Germany, who calls her partner a 737/800 Boeing air shots. She calls them shots and says she was first attracted to his wings, winglets, and thrusters and wanted to get married one day. So we're talking about the story of a woman and a plane. An aeroplane. Now, Michelle, 49 years old, and she met her boyfriend in an airport 5 years ago. She claims to sleep with her darling every night, either real plane or a 1.6-meter model. So if she can't be around shots, then
she's got a huge fuselage.
Model. Yes. He does that.
As long as his thrusters are powerful, hey. She don't care.
Now, I got to let you guys know, this was love at first sight. When they first...
there's a cockpit joke here, right?
Oh, they're so funny.
Let me caress your wings. Let me feel your thrust.
Let me touch your winglets. But it
would
was.
You like a small bag of nuts?
It was love at first sight when they met at the Berlin Tegel Airport. And she said the last time she had a human boyfriend was in 2011. And she said there was no love there in that relationship. So I guess she found love. She couldn't find love with a human man. So she found love with the next best thing. A gigantic fucking aircraft. And she says, this is a direct quote from her, you know, and you know, her boyfriend's name is Shots, as we mentioned. Shots is my first love. She says, Shots is my first love. This is the most beautiful relationship you can imagine. Now, she became enamored with airplanes after her first flight back in November of 2013.
Mile High Club.
March of 2014, she was in Tegel Airport in Berlin and visited the airplanes and then came running down the runway, a 737-800 airplane, which approached me, she said. So the plane made the first move in the relationship. Plane approached her.
Oh, my God.
And she,
that was a very flirtatious 747 coming down the runway.
Look at my nose. Look into my eyes.
You like the cockpit, you see?
There you go.
And she claims to have been in love with him since. Yes, him. She refers to the plane, Shot. She says, Shots is so nice, and I love his aerodynamics and his appearance, especially his wings and support surface. I love it. I was first attracted to his wings, winglets, and thrusters. And of course, she'd be...
Winglets, so he comes with baggage.
She seems like some bad baggage. The craziest part about this whole thing is her family is supportive of the relationship. They don't see anything wrong with it. Okay. Okay, we see
that she's in love. Is it so? It's just one plane. It's just this certain one. Because she said 747-800.
Oh, right? Well, that's the baby model airplane.
Shut up, Don. She's a one plane woman. You got to respect that.
She's gonna have little baby model airplanes.
No, we call them winglets.
There are pictures on his article. She has, when she can't spend time with a full size plane, she has a 1.6 meter model of it that she sleeps with in her bedroom. Like, I'm not making this shit up. You can go look it up. So, here's the thing. Her family is supportive of this. She suffers from a condition known as objectophilia.
Yes, I've heard of this. I was actually going to bring this up. I've seen shows. They actually have shows where people are actually in love with objects.
Right. Well, I think we've heard. Go ahead, Don.
Ferris wheels. I saw one where somebody was in love with a car.
Objectophilia. Yeah. So oftentimes, people that suffer from this condition also mix it with animism, which they're already in love with this inanimate object, but then they ascribe like feelings and emotions to this object. He thinks that this plane has shots. This plane has feelings and emotions, and she's a little bit verklempt because it's a long distance.
She's a little bit something.
It's a long distance relationship with this plane that she has. So the only time she gets to be with him, she is inside of him. So the only time
in the cockpit
or inside his fuselage or anything inside of his body. So it's such a weird fucking thing. And her last comments on the article were that she wants to marry him and live happily ever after together in a hangar. And I must say, guys, if she's in love with a Boeing, 737, she must have a pussy like a fucking hangar.
Yeah. Yeah, but it could also be called a terminal, and I think she is terminally ill.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right about that. So, shout out to Michelle Kopke Flynn. Keeping up that good old trend of German people being into some weird shit.
Right. Well, I think you took the cake on the article scale today.
I'll take the taco.
Sounds like she needs to drink some more Coronas.
Man, speaking of Corona, you don't want to drink this damn Corona. Here is NLD's serial killer of the week. One Juan Vallejo Corona was a Mexican serial killer who was convicted of the murders of 25 migrant farm workers found buried in shallow graves in peach orchards along the Feather River in Sutter County, California, in 1971. At the time, the crimes were characterized as among the most notorious in U.S. history. Check them out. That's our suggestion. And you're not going to find a whole lot about him because of him, being Hispanic. You really don't find, because believe me, I looked. You don't find a whole lot. You may find some reading material. A lot of the videos you're going to come across are going to be more, Spanish-speaking, whatever. Anyway, so that pretty much, wraps it up. Again, I had a little bit of technical difficulties, but that's okay because, hey, if it wasn't for technical difficulties, you wouldn't have the 9/11 Dreads podcast. I find it to be technical difficulties as soon as we open our mouth.
That's true. I couldn't agree more.
Personally. So, SJ, thank you, sir, and hopefully them white coats, man, they can, they lax up on you. They don't like when we talk a whole lot. They learned their lesson at the old insane asylum. I got transferred, and they just don't like us now, so they're doing everything they can to fuck us up, man, but thank you, brother, for being here. Don, hey, we are the not really the three from hell. We can't really rip off Rob Zombie, I guess. Although, eh, we're probably better than the movie.
Three Amigos from three different asylums.
Right. You know, the three from asylums. How about that? The three from asylums. Insylums.
Can
you believe that? Anyway, all right, episode 53 in the fucking bag, man. I want to thank everyone for listening. Don't forget Spotify, Stitcher, and NightLivingDreads.com. Of course, Dreads again with no A. You can get all the podcasts there. And don't forget to, if you're not following us or, you know, like our Facebook page, go over there and do that. Damn it.
Do it.
Do it. Do it now.
Do it now.
Do it now. Do it.
Head to the chopper. To the chopper. All right. We're out of here. Hey, we'll see you next week. Boom.
Things no one knows. We're going to die.